This is the voice of Washington agriculture, brought to you daily by the Washington Farm Bureau.
I'm Bob Larson. Last week's announced proposal to delist the gray wolf from endangered species protection is getting a lot of attention and appreciation from Washington ranchers. U.S. Representative Dan Newhouse says it's about time livestock producers get some needed help.
I think the state is much better suited to be more responsive to livestock producers' challenges and needs as it relates to interaction with the wolf. I think we'll have faster, better responses to any interactions that need to be addressed. It doesn't always mean that wolves are going to be killed, but it certainly should lend itself to having a better working relationship with livestock producers and state agency as they work to allow both wolf species in livestock and livestock producers to coexist.
But he says this will undoubtedly meet with challenges from environmental and animal advocacy groups.
So I'm certain that some of the environmental groups will weigh in on their feelings about this. It's been kind of a mixed response so far. Some are taking a wait-and-see attitude, certainly recognize the science that's behind the decision, but looking for how this plays out into the future. Others are a little bit more critical of the decision by the agency.
Acting Secretary of the Interior David Bernhard announced last Wednesday his proposal that the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service will soon come up with a plan for delisting the gray wolves and return management to states and tribes.
Voice of Washington Agriculture, presentation of the Washington Farm Bureau and the Ag Information Network.